First, I'm going to go over the new revenue procedure 2017-13 for management contracts. And Ed, who looks like he swallowed a cat, is going to comment at certain key points, as well as Kelly. And then turning from theory to practice, I will discuss some of Yale's strategies for actually implementing our tax-exempt bond compliance program. Then Ed is going to talk about the impact of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 on tax-exempt bonds. And finally, Kelly's going to wrap up with a discussion of building a post-issuance compliance program. So first, two slides to get everyone up to speed on tax-exempt bond compliance and this topic. Universities sell tax-exempt bonds when they need cash right now to build a capital project, but they can only pay it off over the next number of years. Universities like to sell tax-exempt bonds because the interest rate on tax-exempt bonds is lower than the interest rate on taxable bonds. The bond buyers like to buy tax-exempt bond because the interest on tax-exempt bonds are excluded from gross income and thus exempt from federal, state, and local taxes. So there we have our two winners, the universities and the bondholders. The loser in terms of tax revenues is the federal government, but they make sure that the public good is advanced when they do lose these tax revenues. And there's lots of strings attached to tax-exempt bonds, but probably the most important one is shown here. Tax-exempt bonds must not be used for a private business use beyond a de minimis amount.